signs, banners, awards, and plaques. Rocky and Susan would like to say thank you, Mountain Home, and wish the Bombers a successful season. Go Bombers! Call ABC Printing and Imaging Things, 425-2610. That's 425-2610.
Knox Orthopedics in Mountain Home has provided our community with orthopedic excellence since 1983. Doctors Tom Knox, Russ Rawls, and Jason McConnell specialize in continuity of care, from state-of-the-art diagnostics and surgical procedures through therapy and follow-up to treat bone or joint disease, trauma, and sports injuries. The clinic offers X-ray and MRI testing, an in-house therapy department, and outpatient surgery for convenience and savings. Knox Orthopedics, helping you feel good again and ready to enjoy a life full of adventure.
Legendary basketball coach John Wooden said, "Failing to prepare is preparing to fail." And if you fail to prepare for the change in the seasons with your heating and cooling system, you're preparing for an expensive failure. Central Heating and Cooling can take care of all your heating and cooling needs, whether it's for repairs, preventive maintenance, or a new unit. Central Heating and Cooling, your Carrier dealer since 1965, where comfort exceeds expectations.
It's halftime. The Bombers have the lead over Searcy, 31-27. Let's go ahead and check our first half stats. David Wehmeyer with yet another double-double, and he's achieved it in the first half here tonight. 10 points, 10 rebounds for Wehmeyer this evening. Garrett Deechey with 11 first-half points to lead the Mountain Home scoring. Colton Peters with 5. 3 for Luke Cruz and 2 for Luke Jackson. For Searcy, they're being led by Freddie Hicks with 13 points at the break. 5 for Griffin Love. Malik Branch with 4. 3 from Cade Riggin and 2 from Tristan Alcorn. 9 rebounds for Searcy, 16 for Mountain Home. The Bombers 7 of 8 from the free throw line. Searcy is 5 of 5 from the free throw line in the first half. Bombers leading 31-27 at halftime. We'll have more coming up in just a moment. You're listening to Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7.
Legendary basketball coach John Wooden said, "Failing to prepare is preparing to fail." And if you fail to prepare for the change in the seasons with your heating and cooling system, you're preparing for an expensive failure. Central Heating and Cooling can take care of all your heating and cooling needs, whether it's for repairs, preventive maintenance, or a new unit. Central Heating and Cooling, your Carrier dealer since 1965, where comfort exceeds expectations.
I met someone. You hear it a lot from people on Match, because more people have met their someone on Match than any other dating app. Everyone wants to find that meaningful connection. And Match is not only number one in first, but second dates too. Now here's a free offer for our listeners. Go to match.com/meet for 7 days free. That's 7 days completely free to search, view photos, and connect. This free offer is found at match.com/meet. That's match.com/meet. Match.com/meet.
Hi, Tom Baudette. Haven't tried slam poetry yet. Motel 6, comfortable, clean, always low prices. Know what I mean? Are you traveling? Are you on the road? Make Motel 6 your humble abode. You will get a good night's sleep. I know this poem's not very deep. I'm Tom Baudette for Motel 6, and we'll leave the light on. So go and book online at motel6.com. Mike.
If you're all about sports, then you need to shop the Locker Room in Mountain Home. They carry sports apparel for everyone, including brands like Nike, Asics, Adidas, Under Armour, Easton, Russell, and more. They also stock all area school logos and offer screen printing on shirts, sweats, bags, and other items so everyone can show their school pride. Remember, if it has to do with sports, the Locker Room has it. Stop in today. The Locker Room, Highway 62 East in Mountain Home. Bombers lead at 31-27 at halftime. We are joined at the break by Lady Bombers head coach Dell Leonard. Dell, I don't know if I've ever seen a quarter as dominant as that first quarter tonight. 30-4. You guys had the lead after one. That was just as impressive as I've seen in a long time.
It was a lot of fun. And, you know, you think about, you know, I guess dream about it, you know, and having those kind of quarters and When you got a kid that can shoot it like Hannah, though, it's possible.
She had six threes, 22 points in the first quarter, finished with 30. And what a great senior night for her and the rest of the ladies.
Yeah, and then comes out and decides that she's going to shoot it as soon as she crosses half court.
I compared her to Alex Dillard in that second half. She made one of them, though, didn't she?
Yeah, but Alex was shooting them from the hog snout. She was somewhere around the middle of his spine. Peyton hit one at Greenbrier the other night at the end of the first quarter, about the same spot. Yeah. So, you know, having those two being able to do that, and they've gotten so much quicker with their release. You know, like Hannah would just catch it and it was off, and that's pretty impressive. But it's like Matt and I were talking at halftime at Greenbrier. That doesn't just happen, you know, naturally. That takes hours and hours and hours in the gym.
Exactly. This is the kind of game you needed tonight. Get a little confidence and really tune up for Pine Bluff on Saturday, because Pine Bluff, I know, is a 7 seed, but I tell you what, this is a very athletic ball club.
There's no, as far as I'm concerned, 1 through 7, there's no, you can't really separate 2 through 7. I mean, they're all about the same, and they've all beat some, you know, they've had some impressive wins. Pine Bluff beat Sheridan. Sheridan's 20-something, and I don't know, 5, right. 4, 5. And, you know, that's, at the 6A level, that's impressive. And for Pine Bluff to have beaten them, that tells you Pine Bluff can play. And I know that their coach was not very happy about the 7 seed, so she's going to use that, and I don't blame her. I mean, I would too. And I like her. She seems like she's working hard. You know, that program went through a tough time there when she took over, and she's rebuilt it into a team that's going to probably go to the playoffs. And it won't be easy. They're athletic. They've got a really good shooter. They've got a big girl that – it is hard to handle, and when you just talk about athleticism, they're one of the more athletic teams that we'll play this year.
It's going to be interesting, this 6A East Conference tournament. Obviously, Jonesboro is the number one seed, and I think most folks would agree probably the team to beat in 6A when it once gets to state tournament time.
I think so. I don't think many people realize it, but they've got two kids that are recruited heavily by Division I schools that are sophomores, and one of those young ladies, the salary girl, had an ACL about 3 weeks ago, and it took her out. So that may have, you know, if there were odds makers, I guess, it would have changed things a little bit. But I'll tell you, the other team that everybody has started to really jump on their bandwagon is Greenwood.
Yeah.
And Jonesboro and Greenwood right now, I would say if there were going to be, you know, a betting line, I think people would say Jonesboro and Greenwood are favorites by most people.
We also, too, I think the 12 teams in the state tournament, I think is as wide open as any state tournament I've ever seen.
Well, it is. And, you know, I think it's been that way about the last 3 years. Yeah. And I feel like that if you take away, just to be blunt, a prejudiced referee 2 years ago in the Parkview game, yep, we probably are playing in the state finals. If we don't have bad luck and have to play Lake Hamilton at Lake Hamilton, you know, and yep, lose that game by three, it may be different, you know,
right,
because last year we were the only team that showed that we could really beat Marion. And, we have to go to their place in the district semifinals last year and lose by two.
Right.
And, it's kind of weird, you know, I mean, and how things work out. And I just felt like that we knew how to guard Marion last year. And, Marion went on, and after beating us by two in the semis of conference, ended up on that side of the bracket, and they rolled through the state tournament. Nobody even touched them, and that tells you, you know, we had beaten them earlier in the year and should have beat them again. So you're right, it's wide open this year. I feel like it's been wide open the last three, you know, before they changed classifications and all that, but it's probably more wide open now than it's ever been.
It is. Dale, congratulations on the win tonight.
Thanks a lot. And Brad, I know you've been doing this a long time, but have you ever been around or, you know, called games for five more quality kids than those seniors?
It's been a lot of fun. And they're a great bunch.
We've never had a bad senior class here, but that one was just about – you just had to level up a little more with that.
Yep.
That's a heck of a group, and I'm glad we're not done yet.
Yep. All right, Dale, thanks.
Thank you.
We'll take a break, get the second half started in just a moment. 31-27, our halftime score. The Bombers with the lead. You're listening to Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7.
When your health or the health of your loved one is on the line, patient safety is priority one. At Baxter Regional Medical Center, we're proud to be the only hospital in Arkansas to achieve HealthGrades Patient Safety Excellence Award in 2017 and 16. We're also the only hospital in Arkansas to be named among the top 5% in the nation for patient safety 2 years in a row.